For 5 months in 2017, the U.S. military and coalition partners in Syria bombed ISIS forces in Raqqa heavily. But along with ISIS fighters, many civilians were killed. Two groups investigated this, Air Wars and Amnesty International, and they concluded that 1,600 civilians died during the assault on Raqqa between June and October 2017. The Pentagon has that number at just 162. That's one of the things we learned today after the Pentagon released its own long-awaited report on civilian casualties in Syria, Afghanistan, and other places where the U.S. is at war. Donatella Rivera of Amnesty International has seen the report. She's also been to Raqqa and interviewed family members of people killed in the airstrikes. Donatella Rivera, we have these numbers, 1,600 and 162. Why are they so different?
Yes, there are great differences. At Amnesty International, we carry out field investigations. I myself have been to Raqqa 5 times, spending weeks every time, visiting more than 200 sites and interviewing more than 400 survivors and witnesses. As for what the United States Department of Defense does, I don't know.
We actually asked the Pentagon how they went about investigating civilian casualties in Raqqa, and they said that their analysis includes reviewing strike video, mission reports, and input from a robust intelligence network, the depth of which is not available to the public.
That's precisely the problem. You know, going on the ground to do field investigation is not always possible in a post-war theater, but in Raqqa, it's possible. We've been doing, at Amnesty International, we've been to Raqqa many times. There is no impediment why the coalition is not doing it. There is only so much you can do by looking at videos and reports.
I want to call your attention to something that Amnesty and the Pentagon seem to agree on. In the Pentagon report, I see figures from an attack that Amnesty also reported on. It's in Raqqa on June 28th in 2017 and involves the Aswad family. Can you tell us what happened there?
Yes, this is in the Jezera area to the west of the city center. Several members of the Aswad family were staying in the new building that the family had built and going to the old family home across the road where they were using the toilets and the kitchen facilities. So they were visible because they were children and they were going across the road all the time, all day long, to use kitchen and toilet facilities. And then just before the evening meal, the building was bombed. Two different types of munitions were used, according to the fragments that I personally found at the site. I found the remains of a Hellfire rocket, and I also found the fin from a JDAM, a guiding device for one of the MK bombs.
And those are both made by the United States?
Yeah, they were both made in the United States.
And what happened to the Aswad family?
One person survived.
Out of how many?
Mohammed Aswad survived. His brother, his brother's children, his cousin, the wife and the children, everybody died.
Donatella Rivera is an investigator for Amnesty International. Thanks a lot, Donatella.
Thank you.
We've been in touch with the U.S. Department of Defense today. They wrote to us to say, quote, although civilian casualties are a tragic and unavoidable part of war, no force in history is more committed to limiting harm to civilians than the U.S. military, end quote.